Thank you, Chief, and your team, for all the exciting and innovative ways you are keeping us safe and improving our quality of life. So, what's next for our great city? Well, our team has a few things that we're excited to tackle in 2023. The City of Gardena, in collaboration with RJM Design Group, is preparing a Parks and Recreation Master Plan. A master plan identifies local community needs and offers specific recommendations to support the local community. A website will be created for the City of Gardena's Parks and Recreation Master Plan with information on how you can get involved in the community's engagement process. This project website will be updated regularly throughout the project duration, so community members can check back frequently to stay up to date with the master plan project. The plan will be completed in spring and summer of 2024 and will include all city parks, community center, and ideas for our new Rosecrans Community Center. The city continues to focus on our environment. As we purchase new vehicles, we look for opportunities for hybrid and electric vehicles. G-Trans has also looked for opportunities to reduce emissions. G-Trans will be launching on-demand microtransit service in late 2023, providing better access and flexibility for short trips in and around the city of Gardena, along with enhancements for existing special transit service. G-Trans is also working on campus electrification project, which includes design and construction of electric charging infrastructure, expansion of solar energy generation, battery storage, and a charge management system to further reduce emissions and reliance on the electrical grid and to reduce costs. The City of Gardena successfully recovered from the brink of bankruptcy nearly 20 years ago to now having an over 40% reserve fund balance. A reserve is money set aside for emergencies, economic downturns, and an inevitable unforeseen event that would trigger a financial hardship. It is essential that we maintain fiscal stability to be able to continually deliver high-quality services to our residents and community despite an unforeseen event. In 2020, when COVID-19 hit, decimating jobs and placing millions of livelihoods at risk, no one was safe. Every city felt the hardship. The city reserve dropped to 17%, way below our 25% threshold. While we were able to recover, it shows us an area of weakness, and had it not been for us being fiscally prepared, we would not have been able to recover as quickly as we did. Our team has done a fantastic job of making sure we continue to maintain a healthy reserve. As we close this fiscal year and start the 2023 fiscal year, we are projecting a fund balance of 43%. We can attribute this to accurate and reliable forecasting of revenues and expenditures, maintaining and reducing spending levels when needed, and looking forward to new funding streams to offset expenses to our general fund, and your support of Measure G to keep local tax dollars here in the city. In March of 2020, voters approved Measure G, allowing us to improve our facilities, streets, and services. Had it not been for Measure G adding approximately $10.4 million to our general fund, we would not be able to bring you some of the projects that were highlighted tonight. Measure G dollars continue to focus on meeting the priorities of our residents that wanted clean and safe streets, vital city services, and higher quality of life for all residents, businesses, and visitors to enjoy. While we have made great strides to keep our community free of nuisances, we need to do more. This is why we'll be enhancing our code enforcement division in 2023 to ensure we can continue our upward trajectory to becoming the best city in the South Bay by increasing your quality of life, decreasing the blight in our neighborhoods, and addressing health and safety concerns as quickly as possible and providing a stronger sense of security, belonging, and attachment to our community. The city is excited to have another year filled with activities, events, and workshops for all to enjoy. I encourage all of you to stay connected and informed. If you don't already have the Gardena Direct app on your phone, download it today. If you don't follow us on social media, what are you waiting for? If you want to receive email updates on upcoming events, sign up for our e-newsletter. Join us for our city council meetings. We want to encourage all of you to continue to voice your concerns, thoughts, and ideas. Our partnerships and community are the reason we do what we do. And okay. Starting it. Our partnership and community are the reason we do what we do, and we could not do it without you. Finally, I want to thank all of our employees and union groups for their work and support throughout the years. These last few years have been especially difficult as we navigate through COVID-19. And you all stood by and showed up. We could not have completed any of these amazing things without your dedication and work ethic. And for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to another amazing year and remind you that we are better together. Don't forget to visit all the information stations. Our team members are happy to answer all of your questions, and make sure you get your raffle card stamped so you will be entered in our special raffle. Drive safe, and I will see you at our next event, which is tomorrow. Come support our senior bureau and play for a cause at our casino night. Thank you, everyone, and good night.